Blog Talk Radio. The John Daly Show, Sports.
And it is Thursday, so we are highlighting tonight's Week 3 kickoff game with the Giants and the Skins. We'll also hit this week's big games while also trying to make sense of a crazy Week 2. Upsets, fantasy destruction, and some key quarterback injuries. My expert is Eric Schneider. You also hear him on the Power Hour on Fox Sports 1340 in Las Vegas. Boychik, happy Week 3.
Thank you. Wow. You know, look how fast. We're almost, next week we're going into the quarter mark of the season. And the baseball playoffs haven't even started yet. Wow.
I know, hard to believe. Okay, hey, Giants and Skins tonight. NFC, to me, so wacky. I have no idea, because the Giants suck and the Redskins beat the Rams last week. I'm going with the Giants. Now, maybe the Redskins kind of caught the Rams on a little bit of a hangover game of week one, maybe, but this still makes no sense to me.
Well, if you're handicapping the NFC East, and now it looks like that Jason Witten might not play for the Cowboys on Sunday. So you're losing their three top weapons with Dez Bryant, Tony Romo. Those guys are out at least another 8 weeks, and now Witten might be out. I think the New York Giants are probably the best team in that division, even though they're 0-2. Two games in a row, you get a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, and you blow it. I mean, Eli signed that contract, and then he went back into the lingerie league with the way he's has his pocket presence. I like the Giants tonight, too. If they lose this game, their season's over.
Okay. Big news of the week, just breaking yesterday. Cam Chancellor is apparently going to end his holdout. What are you hearing?
Well, I converse with John Clayton on a fairly regular basis, and Paul Allen reached out to him and said, look, get back. Let's get back to business, and you know how I take care of players. And Paul Allen's the owner of the Seahawks, Microsoft. Everyone knows that, one of the richest men on the planet. And it's also, he made a pact with Marshawn Lynch and said, look, you know, with this, it's all about business right now. And obviously the business side isn't getting taken care of, but the business side also is we have 14 games left and we're in danger of letting the season slip away. He thought it was more important to get there and work it out. And good for him. It's a class act move.
Okay, so we don't know what the deal entails, though, right?
Well, the deal entails is this. I'm on the Seahawks side in this. The guy has 3 years left on his contract. So if the Seahawks sit there and renegotiate this, then you're setting a precedent that's not good for the league. Then any guy who signs a five-year contract that makes a couple of Pro Bowls is going to sit out. So the Seahawks held their ground. They had, obviously, Chancellor thought he had the leverage at them going 0-2. He didn't. He came back in because he said, no, the Seahawks aren't budging. They're going to take some guy off a waiver wire or whatever or just ride this thing out. And then, of course, you got the call from Paul Allen, and the guy's going back.
Now, he says he can play this weekend.
Well, he's in great shape. He ran the 40 in about a 4.44, which for a defensive back, that's wide receiver numbers. So that's all they needed to see when he came back and gave him a physical and put him in. You're playing the Chicago Bears at home with Jimmy Clausen starting a quarterback for the Chicago Bears as of today. That might change. Now I hear, not to jump forward, but now I hear that there's a chance that Cutler could play. It doesn't matter. I think the Seahawks get good this week, and Cam Chancellor is going to help them.
Okay, we'll talk about that game a little later. Let's hit the takeaways from last week's weird week and how they're going to affect this week's games. First, the quarterback injuries, three big ones, Romo, Breeze, Stafford. Romo is obviously the biggest. Clavicles are not good healers. What do you think?
Well, they're not good healers, and I heard Matt Leinart on Fox Sports. People remember him, big quarterback out of USC, played in the league 10 years. He broke the same clavicle, and he said he was out for the season, and then he did it again and almost ended his career. Now they're saying Romo might be back in 8 to 10 weeks. They're not good healers, and we're seeing that because it's almost like if you tear an ACL, you're more suspect of doing it again, and we've seen that with the Robert Griffin III and the Sam Bradfords. This is the second time Tony Romo has done this. So, and he's also 34 years old, and we're going to see. I mean, if they could ride this out and go 4-4 in the 8 weeks that he's gone, he'll come back and they'll have maybe a wild card or a division playoff run. But they're not good healers, and it's a red flag that it's happened twice to the same guy in the last 3 years.
Drew Brees, he's got a lot of miles on the arm, but he actually may start on Sunday, but he looked horrible as far as trying to get the ball downfield.
You know, I don't know what's going on with that team. Ever since Sean Payne got suspended for Bounty Gate, it just seems like there's something missing from that team. They were horrible last year. This should have got to a bad start, and if you're the last man standing, I know I am in a few establishments around Las Vegas and just between friends, I'm out of a lot of them because I had New Orleans beating Tampa Bay at home last weekend. Not only did they lose at home, but they looked horrible. And you're right, it's got a bruised rotator cuff. And if you're a baseball player, if you're a pitcher, I mean, you're out at least 30 days on this thing. Well, he's not. He's playing quarterback in the National Football League, and these guys are going to take cortisone shots and let it go. But it's something to take a look at, because if it gets worse, they're going to have to shut him down, and that could be their season. But you're right, there's something wrong with the Saints. And I mean, they signed C.J. Spiller, you got Mark Ingram, you got Marcus Colston, you got a great offensive line. But there's a chemistry issue there, and it's sad because they're a very good organization. They're one of these teams in the National Football League. You never really hear anyone say, I hate the New Orleans Saints. I think Katrina had a lot to do with that 10 years ago, that you fell in love with them, you fell in love with the city. But very big disappointment down in the Bayou.
Matthew Stafford's injuries with the Lions, this puzzles me, because I don't see his team rallying around him.
You and I are old enough to remember some quarterbacks of what I call the golden age of football, the 70s, when it really took off. And I'll throw some of the listeners and people that tune into your fine show some throwbacks. Throwback Thursday. Steve Barkowski and Burt Jones. One played for the Atlanta Falcons and one played for the Baltimore Colts, the old Baltimore Colts. And both had terrific careers as far as stats go. But they never really won anything. They won a couple of playoff games, but they were always guys that threw a key interception in a part of a game, but also threw for 300 yards in that same game. That's Matt Stafford. I mean, the guy's been in the league long enough, and I believe it's his seventh year already. And he's going to throw a lot. He's got great receivers there. I mean, you got Golden Tate. You got Calvin Johnson, who might, when it's all said and done, be one of the best receivers of all time. But no, the team is not rallying around him. And again, it's a chemistry issue. They're 0-2, and they got a strong possibility to go 0-4. They got Denver at home on Monday night, and they got Seattle after that. And here's a team that many people picked. I mean, they were a playoff team last year. There's a team that many people picked to make another playoff run, and their season is dangerously slipping away.
All right, let's go to the second biggest takeaway. Which team is the most disappointing? I had the Saints and the Eagles. They're good ones, but mine, the Indianapolis Colts, pathetic. Worse, I picked them to go to the Super Bowl, so obviously it's my fault now. Your pick for the most disappointing?
All three of them. I think and the New York Giants. I'll throw the Giants in there because they've shown me they have the talent to compete. And the Giants are one of these teams that I had as maybe a 7-9, 8-8, maybe 9-7. But to see Eli Manning, and the most important thing to me in a quarterback, John, is pocket presence. And he's shown the first two games, especially in the fourth quarter, that the guy's playing like a rookie that's a fifth-round draft pick that just needs to be a project. And very concerning. Colts' offensive line is horrible. The Eagles had the best preseason of any team in the National Football League. And, wow, look how great Sam Bradford's playing. And they're just going to roll that into the regular season. Troy Aikman was the announcer, along with Joe Buck, on that Eagles-Cowboys game last Sunday, John. And Troy Aikman said it was the worst game he's ever seen as a player or announcing. That's a pretty bold statement to make.
We just talked
about the Saints, a lot of talent. Again, in one of these teams, that there's no chemistry. Those four teams are horrible. Now, of all those teams that can maybe turn it around, I think it's the Colts, because I'm just not sold in any one team in that division with the Titans, the Jaguars, and Houston's off to an 0-2 start. So the Colts can get that could be a division like last year's NFC South that won it at 7-9. Let's take a look at that down the road. That could be a 7-9 winner making the playoffs and AFC South.
Third takeaway, most improved team from week one to week two. I like your Raiders.
I like the Raiders, but the Raiders are still ranked 31st in defense. They've given up almost 700 yards in passing yards to Andy Dalton. Joe Flacco had his best game as a pro. So they can't stop anybody. And, you know, we've talked about this off the record and on the show, that I'm a big defensive guy. If you have a great defense like the Jets do, you could have a good game manager like a Ryan Fitzpatrick and average 17, 20 points a game and throw 15, 16 times and win 9, 10 games. Raiders don't have that. Are they improved from week one to week two? Absolutely. The team I like is the Redskins. I don't think anyone had the Redskins beating the Rams. The Rams really looked great in week one against the Seattle Seahawks. The Redskins went out. Kirk Cousins managed the game well, didn't throw his proverbial fourth quarter pick. They got great running, got a great running game out of a rookie named Matt Jones, and their defense played great. So the Raiders were a most improved team, but I like the Redskins also.
All right, fourth takeaway, and you mentioned this before, the last man standing contest. Mine here in Sunset Beach is now done after 2 weeks. 30 people were in it, 29 gone, including me. Of course, I took Drew Brees and the Saints like you did. A new contest is starting up, though. Do you have a chance to get into a new contest?
No. No, I'm involved with some of the casino contests here in Las Vegas, and it's done. You're done. Because there's so many people that are involved in these contests. But I'm in a couple of local establishments, and again, ones between me and my friends. I'm in eight last man standing contests. Okay, five of them don't give you a mulligan. I'm out of all five of those. Okay, because I kind of hedged it around. I took Indianapolis in one. I took New Orleans in two of them. I'm out of five of them. And then the other four, I have a mulligan, which means I have to go perfect the rest of the season, which is picking in for another 14 games. And you're right. The casino ones are loving it right now, and these are fun when they last until the 12th, 13th week, 14th week. Yeah. But it's no fun now.
I know. Usually, you're thinking, you know, when you get to late October is when you start, you know, biting your fingernails. Okay, you're listening to the John Daly Show. You can follow all of our sports stuff on Twitter and Facebook at John Daly Sports. We're talking with Eric Snyder. He's the author of a book on the Raiders and Raider Nation. You can also hear him on the Power Hour on Fox Sports Radio 1340 in Las Vegas. Let's talk about the games this week. We kind of touched on some of these already. Falcons, Cowboys. No Romo, no Dez, no Witten now. And Falcons look somewhat good, but to me they've beaten two question marks in the Eagles and the Giants. I'm actually going to go with the Cowboys in this.
Me too. Even though I mentioned earlier in the show that Jason Witten's might be out of this game, and the Cowboys' defense is playing terrific, and I always, always preach defense. I always have. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the Raiders beating Baltimore. Baltimore was always known for their defense of Ray Lewis and then Ed Reed and then Terrell Suggs. That team's decimated. This week, the Falcons go into Dallas, and the Falcons' defense did not look good against Philadelphia in week one. They found a way to win the game. The Giants' offense went up and down the field. Giants gave them the game. Are they improved the Falcons? They were a lousy team. Yeah, but I like the Cowboys in this one. The Cowboys are at home. They'll find a way to win this game.
All right, Titans-Colts. I can't believe the Titans lost to the Browns, but I give the Browns credit. They made Mariota uncomfortable in the pocket. I think the Colts bounce back, and you warned me about this before. You think Colts head coach Chuck Pagano may be on the hot seat, so I'm going to kind of lean toward the Colts in this one.
Me too. Whenever you get a team sometimes, and you know, I hate to use cliches, but they're backed up against the wall. Mm-hmm. And the Colts in their first 3 years of luck have gone to the playoffs, and now everyone wants to trash on them. They lost to a pretty good Jet team on Monday night. We're going to see the Jets down the road are probably mm-hmm. a 9-win team and might be one of those teams that beats the Patriots in at least one of their games. That being said, I'm not impressed with the Titans. I mean, look, they had a great week one win against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Jameis Winston. They lost to the Browns. The Browns are a decent team. They're not as bad as they were last year. But I think the Colts are going to bounce back this week, and they're going to ease a lot of their ills. I like Marcus Mariota. I think down the road this guy's going to be a very good quarterback. But I like the Colts this week.
Raiders-Browns. Who would have thought these two teams would be playing each other coming off of wins? First, the Browns going to Josh McCown. Good move, not going with Johnny Manziel?
Yeah, you know what it is that I was listening to Greg Cosell on the Dan Patrick Show this morning, going to get my coffee. First thing he asked him, and Greg Cosell works for NFL Films, has for 30 years. And he said, I broke it down. I talked to some people in the Browns organization, and they said, you know what? We looked at this guy, and we looked at the film, and we're with this guy every day, and he's just not ready. He only threw 15 passes, and both his touchdown passes were improvisations. So mm-hmm. We think that he still needs a lot to learn, and Josh McCown was playing good when he got injured, and he's the guy to lead us right now, and Johnny needs to learn. It is a good move going with Josh McCown.
I love the Raiders' offense. I love what they're doing. And just tonight, I didn't get a chance to watch the whole game against the Ravens, but I really like what they're doing. I think they can open up the field.
Me too. I'm a big Derek Carr guy, and mm-hmm. the Raiders had two receivers go over 100 yards for the first time since the days of Tim Brown and Jerry Rice. Michael Crabtree looked terrific. If anyone watched that game, made catches up and down the field. Amari Cooper had a great 68-yard touchdown the opening drive, and Carr had an 80-yard drive at the end of the game to win the game, and he just looked like reminded Raider fans of Kenny Stabler back in May, rest in peace. So There's something to look for here in the Raiders with their offense. It's funny, too. It's ironic that Bill Musgrave, their offensive coordinator, was the assistant offensive coordinator of Philadelphia last year when Philadelphia's offense lit it up. I wonder if that's a reason why, one of the reasons why Philadelphia is struggling, is they lost that part. I'm just throwing that out there. But Raiders look good on offense.
Steelers-Rams, this is a game of two solid running backs actually making their season debut in Le'Veon Bell and Todd Gurley. Rams are tough at home. I love Big Ben, but I think I'm going to go with the Rams just because they're at home.
I'm going Steelers. Pittsburgh dominated San Francisco last week. San Francisco looked great against Minnesota, and they go into Pittsburgh last weekend. They look like what we thought the 49ers would look like this year with all their attrition and injuries and people going to jail and everything else going on with them. I like the Steelers because I think Le'Veon Bell might be the all-around best running back in the NFL right now. Until Adrian Peterson gets going, DeMarco Murray has a hamstring. He could be out a while, and he's been a bust so far with Philadelphia. Let me tell you something about the Rams. You know, the Rams in their home opener against the Seattle Seahawks only had 38,000 fans there.
Yeah, I know.
That lets you know about the future of that team and how they feel about them in St. Louis. And right now, you're a big baseball guy. The St. Louis Cardinals are steamrolling towards another World Series, and they look unbeatable. So, if it's any indication the Rams are going to Los Angeles, I'm trying to segue into that just a little bit. There's no home field advantage there. I bet you the Steelers travel well. Watch how many Steelers fans, John, if you get a chance to watch that game, watch how many Steelers fans there are in St. Louis on Sunday. I like the Steelers.
And it's not that far away to go. What are you, just real briefly before we get into the next game, are you hearing anything as far as what the LA expansion is going to be?
Yeah, I'm hearing that it's a slam dunk. Slam dunk for the Rams to go. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Look, I grew up in Los Angeles. I actually went to a lot of Ram games growing up. They've been in LA. They have a huge, you know, a history there from 1951 to the 1994 season. Stan Kroenke has already supposedly broken dirt on the ground. If you're people familiar with the area around Hollywood Park and the Forum, and it just makes sense. I'm hearing the Raiders are really well. If you want to really get into this, the Raiders in Mark Davis's booth, the owner of the Raiders, he had Libby Schaaf, who is the mayor of Oakland, and all the city council people, and they're all hugging each other. I think the Raiders stay in Oakland. I think the Rams are the first one to take the move and go to L.A. next year and probably play in the Coliseum if they build a stadium. And the Chargers are the one in limbo. I know the Chargers want to stay down there in San Diego, but if they get a deal to go up to L.A., they'll share that stadium in Inglewood, and there you go. You know, so if you ask me to handicap it today, the Raiders stay in Oakland, and the Chargers and Rams go to Los Angeles, and the Rams go to L.A. next year in 2016. The St. Louis Rams will be the Los Angeles Rams.
Okay, and will Vince Ferragamo be their quarterback?
Probably Pat Hayden or Ron Jaworski.
All righty, cool. Okay, let's go to the 49ers Cards. Cards right now, to me, I think they're the best team in football. I still think the 49ers had a hangover game last week. I think this is kind of a bit of a headbanger, but I got the Cardinals.
Vince Ferragamo. Oh God! I was dating a girl named Stacy Baum, nice little girl from Beverly Hills, and all of a sudden I come home from school. We're in about 1978, and I get home from school, and I see she got a poster of Ferragamo in her room. Most girls have, you know, the posters of the Partridge Family at that time, or some of the Scott Baio, but Scott Ferragamo, he could have been a male model back then. I misremember how many girls are in love with this guy. And you know what he's doing right now? He's in the wine industry. He's got vineyards. He's doing
very well with
his wine. Yeah.
And I actually played in Tim Brown's celebrity golf event with him, and I didn't get paired with him, but I got a chance to meet him. Great guy. Very nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And good, you know, good. Cool. We'll segue into the 49ers and Cards.
Did you ever date that girl, though, that had the Ferragamo?
Yeah. Actually,
I did. Okay.
She probably fantasized over him when she was with me. So it probably helped, you know.
Well, you're much taller and better.
Ferragamo was a good wingman for Eric Snyder. 49ers Cards. You know, I got to, you know what? The Cardinals are the best team in football right now. We're not talking about. You got to remember, they were 9-2 last year when Carson Palmer went down, John. And Bruce Arians found a way to get them into the playoffs with John Skelton and Ryan Lindley at quarterback. This is not going to happen this year. I think if he stays healthy, watch out. That team could just wriggle their way into a home field advantage. I got the Cardinals in this game.
I read a fascinating article about a wide receiver, John Brown, and he's getting lots of attention. Even though he's not catching a lot of passes, he's creating a lot of pass interference calls, which is helping the team. And you don't see that in the stats.
Yeah. Wow. You're right. I mean, it's a headbanger.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Hey, Saints Panthers, we just talked about this before. We talked about Chuck Pagano, and you talked about Sean Payton. Is his job on the line?
I think so. I think his job is on the line. I mean, he's the kind of guy that has the New Orleans family loves him so much, and Tom Benson's Tom Benson owns the team. He's got the same situation as Tom Coughlin. They won't fire him. He'll just resign at the end of the year. But yes, I think if they have a lousy year this year, if they're 5-11, 4-12, he's gone.
Okay, Panthers. I don't have a feel for them yet. They don't have the defense they had before. Obviously, Kuechly, is not there. Is he coming back this week?
Is Cutler coming back this week?
No, Kuechly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Just my phone. Dropped my phone. No, Kuechly's out this week. He's got that grade one concussion. It's a pretty serious one. It kept Robert Griffin III out of three. You know, that's why he couldn't start the first game, and he lost his job. We found out that might have been a ruse all along. But what a great player, and he's out. So, and Carolina's a very good football team. They're 2-0. You live down in that area. I think they're a team to watch this year.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are feeling that, early part of the schedule is actually helping them. So, who knows? They could get off to a 3-0, 4-0 start. All right, let's go to Seahawks-Bears. Are we kind of seeing what we think the Bears are going to be?
Well, what were they? I thought they were lousy last year. I don't think it was all Mark Trestman's fault that they stunk. And you're seeing that. I don't think Jay Cutler's a good quarterback. I mean, look, I think they'll lose to the Seahawks, and they get the Raiders at home next week, but they got a tough schedule down the road. They have no defense, and they didn't do anything to fix that in the offseason. They're an enigma to me because you bring in John Fox. I love John Fox as a coach. I'm upset the Broncos got rid of him. I'm not upset. I'm a Raider fan. But you bring this guy in, and he's done nothing to show the Bear fans that they have anything to get excited about. You have a great running back in Matt Forte. I love Alshon Jeffrey. How do you let Brandon Marshall go? And Brandon Marshall was a huge part of that Jets victory against the Colts on Monday night.
Yep.
I mean, they're not doing anything right. Tough division. Minnesota's improved. Detroit's having a bad, but Green Bay is unbelievable with the injury. So they're in trouble.
Just briefly on the Seahawks, we didn't touch on this when we were talking about Cam Chancellor, but to me, I think Cam Chancellor is so important, and especially in a game like this, because if the Seattle defense closes down the opposing team's offense the way they do, you're not relying on Russell Wilson. You're just relying on him to really maintain the game, don't cause any turnovers, and grind it out. And to me, if Cam Chancellor comes back, I think you're going to see that in this game.
Yeah, I think if Cam Chancellor didn't come back, they're still going to beat them. I think that they're that good. They're good enough with Earl Thomas and the guy and Richard Sherman and the guys they have back there. Michael Bennett on the defensive line's huge, but you're right. Cam Chancellor is the quarterback of their defense. So that being said, you're getting a quarterback and you're getting a guy back there that just knows how to read whatever the offense is doing. He's just a big reason why they've been the two out of the last two Super Bowls. So, and like I said, it's their home opener, the 12th man, and feel bad. I mean, if the Bears go in there and win that game, how many people do you think that are still alive in last man standing contest have the Bears this weekend?
Yeah, right.
I'm serious.
I made it stupid.
How many people have Seahawks? Everyone's probably taking the Seahawks this week. If the Seahawks lose that game, then everyone's last man standing on the nation's wiped out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, absolutely.
It's like the walking, Fear the Walking Dead. The plague happened quick, and everyone's wiped out in 2 weeks.
All right. Yeah. So what game am I missing that we didn't touch on that you like?
Very intriguing to me, John. San Diego at Minnesota. I mean, the Minnesota, we're going to find out, because Minnesota looked horrible against the Niners, and they came back, and their defense looked great. I mean, look, we could talk all we want about Detroit. They still have some weapons on offense, and they pretty much shut down Stafford and that team. Adrian Peterson got going. San Diego's an enigma. They look great 1 week, bad the next. I mean, the Cincinnati Bengals dominated. Even though the score was 24-19, Cincinnati Bengals dominated them. It should have been a lot worse. And another game. How about Cincinnati at Baltimore? If Cincinnati goes into Baltimore and wins, Baltimore's done. I think Baltimore's got Pittsburgh there. Yeah, so, I mean, Cincinnati-Baltimore, two games we should Cincinnati-Baltimore and San Diego at Minnesota. I like Cincinnati in the game against Baltimore. I like Minnesota against the Chargers at home.
All right, you are listening to The John Daly Show. You can follow all of our sports stuff on Twitter and Facebook at John Daly Sports. We are talking with Eric Schneider. He's the author of a book on the Raiders and Raider Nation. You can also hear him on the Power Hour on Fox Sports Radio 1340 in Las Vegas. Let's do some fantasy now. Give me a quarterback.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady?
Yeah. Against
Jacksonville. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Cool.
He threw, look at the stats against the Bills. I mean, how about that one? We didn't talk about that. Brex Ryan and his big mouth and Tom Brady. And that was the number three defense in the league, and Tom Brady lit them up.
Yeah.
It went to, what, 11 different receivers in that game, John?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I think you caught a pass.
Yeah. at the same time, too, and again, we didn't talk about the game, but I thought the Patriots' defense was just, I mean, the fact that they let them back in that game, I mean, that turned out to be a close game as far as the score goes.
Right. So, yeah, well, they dominated them, so.
Okay. All right, let's go to the running back. Well, who are you going to pick for running back?
Adrian Peterson.
Okay, he's going to be at home?
Yeah, I think he's going to be, he had a, he had like 182 combined yards against Detroit. Good defense, Detroit. You know, at home, I think he's going to get it going this week. I mean, I look, San Diego didn't stop Detroit in week one, and they had a hard time with Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill of the Bengals last week. I just think that he's going to – I'm always going to pick him because – after week one, I said this guy's going to light it up, and he did. And so I like him.
Wide receiver.
Boy, you know, I have to go Antonio Brown of the Steelers. If Kirk Cousins could throw for 250 yards against the Rams, Antonio Brown is just terrific. Big Ben and him have developed such a great chemistry. I like him against the Rams.
Yeah. Wide receiver.
Antonio Brown.
Oh, I just did. I'm sorry. Tight end.
I like. You know what? Boy, I like Tyler Eifert again. I like him with the Bengals. I think they did. Look at Carr did.
Yeah.
Carr threw to nine different receivers against Baltimore's defense. And let's see if Ladarius Webb plays. If Ladarius Webb doesn't play, then it's going to be even harder on Baltimore. So Baltimore's defense is horrible, and. But I just think Cincinnati's hitting on all cylinders, so I got to go with him.
All right, the kicker.
Sebastian Janikowski. Okay.
Again?
Again. Well, he had a great week last week. He finished fifth. He had three field goals and a few extra points and this and that. I think the Raiders are going to win this game, but I think it's going to be one of those games that they get that the Cleveland bogs him up in the red zone and he starts kicking the field goals because Cleveland has a very good red zone defense. So. Mm-hmm. And the Raiders' running game hasn't gotten off yet. So I like Janikowski.
So like a 23-14 game, something like that?
Yes.
Okay, defense.
Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
At defense. Home against the Bears and Jimmy Clausen, I could see a couple of pick sixes here. I could see a lot of sacks. I could see really, John, I could see the 31-7 game in this game. I really could. Sorry, Bears
right.
fans.
If you were still in a last man standing, who would you take? Who would be your so-called lock?
Well, if I didn't lose with New Orleans, I would take Seattle. Okay. My other lock would be New England. New England's at home against Jacksonville, and I know Jacksonville's improved, but Bill Belichick teams don't have any hangovers. They're going to come out and fire. And I like I said, do you see Seattle losing to the Bears at home?
No. Especially after going 0-2. No.
Right.
Yeah. No. All right. Okay. All right. Another great week. He is Eric Schneider. He's the author of a book on the Raiders and Raider Nation. You can also hear him on the Power Hour on Fox Sports 1340 with Pauly Howard in Las Vegas. Boychuk, thanks.
Thank you, buddy. It was a great time.
Absolutely. We'll talk next week. And folks, you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at John Daly Sports. We will catch you next time. Make sure to enjoy all the games.
Thanks.
For more on John Daly, including his blog postings and instructional videos, go to informnotinflamed.com.